What's happening, everybody? So I'm gonna just do a little stand-up bit. I can't stand my single friends. You know, they just
agree.
They think the world revolves around them. It's really frustrating. Specifically, okay, I'm gonna talk about one friend. All right, his name's Kevin. And Kevin,
what's up? You want to sit here? If you don't mind.
Guys, this is a comedy club. I'm doing a bit. Can I?
Is that all vodka?
Huh?
Is that all vodka?
No.
Oh, yeah. This?
He doesn't drink.
Entirely vodka.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm a hard-hitting comic.
Well, you do drink. You drink once a quarter.
Once a bicentennial.
Once a business quarter.
Yep.
What is that?
It's some shit with the...
You know what it might be? This. Does it have any more? No. Okay, we'll plug this in.
And then unplug it.
We'll plug it in when we do the thing.
Should I finish this bit for a little promo?
What?
For the podcast?
Yeah.
So I can't stand my single friends. Specifically, my friend Kevin. I can't stand him because he's always talking about the same girl. You know how this goes. Your single buddies just get hung up on one chick. And all the time, you're just like, bro, I know her titties are so nice. God, I know those titties are dope. Boy, I've had the chance. I got so tired of him talking about the same girl. I had to cut him off the other day. I said, Kevin, would you shut up, man? I've seen my mom's titties, all right? They're not that dope. Just calm down.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah, that joke
sucks.
Can I
be honest?
Yeah, sucks.
That's my least favorite of your jokes.
It's shitty.
It's my least favorite of your jokes. I think you got a whole slate of fire jokes. That joke
is a throwaway.
Well, it's not a throwaway. You do it every time and you just did it.
I know.
On the podcast, publicly.
That's so what I'm trying to do here is now it's on video and okay. I can never tell it again.
Okay, then I fully support it.
Yeah.
Tell it again.
Yeah. No, I really did.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah, it's
That's
over.
The point.
It's over.
So I'll never hear that joke ever again.
Never hear it again.
Really?
Yeah.
God, today, you know, today has turned out to be a way better day than I thought it was going to be. All right, guys, let me start off this episode by right away... criticizing my booking agent again for getting Noel once again.
I'm here.
God damn it. Every time. The fourth time now?
Yeah.
That you've been on the podcast?
Or is this five? No, this is...
Five.
This is five.
Because part four was with Marcus.
Right.
And Pimp My Moab.
Pimp My Moab.
An episode that has been very demonetized.
I think we covered a lot of risky subjects.
I think it's just because it has pimp.
Yeah.
In probably. The title that it got demonetized. And I'm too scared to request a review. So on YouTube now, let me just start off. If you're a first time watcher here, Noel's been on the podcast now four or five times. Go watch those previous episodes.
Wait, this is what all the thumbnails look like.
Yeah. Well, you know what I always forget to do? I've never like planned a thumbnail for
right.
any of my videos.
Yeah.
So let's do that right now.
Let's get one more. Just, you know, another look, just like some models.
All right. Yeah, that should be good.
Yeah.
So YouTube will go through, right? And they'll automatically demonetize anything with swears in the title, swears in the description, because they just assume it's offensive and Pepsi is not going to want to show an ad on a video that says shit in the description, right?
Right.
And then you can go through and you can manually request a review, which means someone from YouTube will sit down and watch your video and be like, you know what? Actually, Pepsi, I think, will be fine with showing an ad on this video. And so YouTube demonetized my one on the Insanely Chill channel. Every video on my main channel has been has been fucking demonetized. And I request a review for every single one of them. And sometimes they allow it. They allow ads to be shown again. Other times, like the video of me waving a fleshlight around.
They said no. Surprise.
Surprise. And I'm too scared to click that because I don't want them to give this channel attention.
Right.
Because then I'm scared they're just going to demonetize everything. Every single one.
Yeah.
Because, I don't mean to sound, I don't mean to make us sound like, you know, edgelords or anything, but we say the F word quite often.
At least five times.
I mean, hell. Yeah. Six.
Six and hell?
Seven.
Oh my God. Hold on.
Noel's doing the Catholic thing. What is that called?
Sign of the cross.
Yeah. Father, Son.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit. Almonds.
Amen. Almonds. Yep.
Yeah. What's it called? Holy Cross? It's hot in here. Fucking hell.
Father of the Christ.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
The Almond Brothers.
The Almond Brothers. Amen.
So what's up, dude?
What is up? We got a lot up.
How you been? How was your weekend?
What day is it? I don't even know what the days are anymore.
It's Thursday right now.
This is what happens when you're unemployed.
Oh, by the way, it's a weekend edition.
Yeah.
Happy weekend edition, everyone. Didn't have one last weekend, and now we got one.
Gang.
So, gang, gang.
Coming back with a straight heater.
Weep gang.
Weep gang.
Weep gang. Weep Shout gang. Out to Weep gang.
Shout out.
Remember that?
Yeah.
I saw someone today, they tweeted a picture and it said Weep Gang on it. And I was like, God damn, shout out.
Vintage.
Yeah, that's vintage Noel and Cody comedy right there.
Yeah, vintage Cohen Miller, Miller mm-hmm. and Co.
So lame. Sounds like a law
yeah,
office.
Law office.
Yeah. Sounds like we're attorneys just doing small claims court cases.
Shoot down to Cohen Miller for all of your paralegal needs.
Yeah. Did you hit your wife? Well, Cohen, no, we wouldn't. We would never defend
we would
that.
Never
we would never defend.
We would persecute
abuse.
It. Ladies, we respect you. We're going to persecute all men, any kind of male violence. Now's the time, dude. Dudes are fucking up everywhere.
It's true, man.
It's just everywhere.
Everywhere.
Today, I saw on
dudes
Twitter.
Dudes are shitty.
Yeah. It's all the
dudes
shittiness.
Dudes are shitty.
But you know what? This is the positive thing to come out of the Harvey Weinstein thing.
Yeah.
I feel like females that have like been in this situation, they're like, okay, now is the time to strike. So you ever heard of just
wait,
for
laughs?
No.
You gotta be careful about your, I don't think you phrased that correctly. What do you mean time to strike?
Oh Jesus. Yeah.
You mean like time to come
well,
out?
Yeah. Yeah. Like time, like basically now is a time where there's a lot of support. Mm-hmm. So, you know, because I read a really shitty comment on Reddit about this girl who was fucking raped. Mm-hmm. And it was all true. She had all facts and it was all presented. And people just responded to it by calling her like a slut and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, all right. So God, just 13-year-old boys should not be allowed on the internet. They should go to the DMV for that.
It's just fucking dangerous, dude.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
Super.
What do you mean go to the DMV?
Like there just needs to be a government agency that rules out certain kids from the internet. Like, based on these Call of Duty habits, you are barred from comment sections.
So wait, you're 13 and white and you've said the N-word how many times on Call of Duty?
Yeah, I think we're gonna pass on that one.
Yeah, your internet privileges have been revoked.
Revoked, sorry.
I'm sorry. What? Just stop saying the N-word and stop calling rape victim sluts. It's pretty easy.
It's so easy.
It's pretty fucking easy.
It's so simple. So dude, you ever heard of Just for Laughs?
Yeah, of course.
So
the Montreal show?
Yeah, so yeah. The creator of it.
Okay.
Nine women came forward and they're like, he fucking, and his response.
Who, Harvey Weinstein?
No. Something.
Oh, the creator of the series of the man and the nine women that worked on the show?
Or just something.
Okay.
Just like, I didn't read the relation.
Okay.
But like something Rosen is his name. And his response was so shitty.
Really?
It was like, oh, I'm resigning out of respect for the people who work for this company. I'm like, so you did it.
Yeah.
You just said you did it in so many words.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. So, ladies, Miller and Co., we'll fight for you.
We'll fight for you. Yeah, what'd you do this weekend?
What did I do this weekend? Spent a lot of time working on a treatment.
Okay. Yeah, so what's the deal? Can you talk about that?
I don't want to talk about it. I want to jinx it. But what I will say is potentially might be able to shoot a music video.
Uh-oh, music video alert. Not music for us. Alert.
Yeah, not for us. Yeah. But it will... give us experience. So our next one will be XXX Fire.
Okay.
Hot.
Yep. And that one will be coming in December.
Yes.
Oh, you keep your eyes fucking peeled. We got things. We're cooking up some stuff.
Cooking up some heat. Speaking of cooking.
Should we talk about it?
Dare I say we talk about it.
All right, guys. This is a huge announcement.
Massive.
This is big time. This is a real thing.
Like imagine an announcement took a Viagra.
Yeah. So, yeah, imagine an announcement with a giant throbbing boner. Okay? Look, a little announcement with a little rock hard announcement.
big old rock hard announcement.
So, Noel and I, as you've probably, you know, you've watched the episodes with him on it. All the episodes have the most amount of insanely chill views total are the episodes with Noel because, of course, he's funnier than me. So what we've done, we took a step back, right? We looked at the numbers.
We did.
We crunched some numbers. We crunched a couple numbers.
We did.
And we realized it's time for a Tiny Meat Gang podcast.
It is.
It's time for a dedicated TMG podcast baby. Let me tell you that.
I think we need to hit them with the sauce.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't we cue up the...
Oh, fuck.
The hot button. The sauce button.
Okay, well, keep them... I'll set it up. Keep them...
So... Here's the deal, all right? It's Patreon exclusive, right? $5 a month. And our goal is, if we can get the Patreon for the Tiny Meat Gang podcast just as the full-time job, we're going to shut down our Patreons and then just go. We're going to double down.
Look, the thing is that Noel doesn't have a job.
Yes.
Right? And he's fucking looking for freelance programming jobs right now. Do you want him to be freelance programming, or do you want him to be heads down putting effort into moist content such as this? I don't know why I've started saying moist content.
Moist
it's pretty
content
fucking good.
Is good.
It's good.
Let me tell you what I want to be doing. Ladies and gentlemen, I will happily commit 20 hours a week to a podcast over writing code. Because if there is anything that makes me want to jump off a bridge, it is writing code.
Yep.
And you know what? I'm going to pivot for a second.
Tiny Meat.
There it is, baby. There it is.
Boom.
Right when you pivot.
The timing was great.
Let me just say this. So this is the goal. It's a Patreon-only podcast for the first week or two. We haven't really figured it out. You can listen to the Tiny Meat Game podcast for free. It will be up for free, but we're going to post the episodes, the video, and the audio for Patreon-only subscribers a week early. So you'll be able to get the episode the day that we recorded or a day after or whatever.
Yep.
And then if you don't do that, you'll have to wait a week. It's patreon.com/tinymeatgang. The first episode is up right now. It's really, really funny. Noel does a funny accent during it. I mean, I think it's a funny accent, but I don't know.
I mean, it's a fun character to play.
It's a good character. He's got a good character on there. And we chuckle a lot, and we talk about Suki, which is the movie that Noel just shot, which I'm sure you guys know about.
Yes.
That's shot now, ready to be edited. So we talk a lot about the behind the scenes process. With that, and what else did we discuss?
There was a lot. We did cover a lot.
And so there will be a new episode every single week, and then there will be a bonus episode every month that will be only on Patreon.
Yes.
So you can go. We have all the rewards set up and everything like that. This is like a serious thing that we really want to like heads down, put effort into. We hope that you guys will enjoy it. So again, it's patreon.com/tinymeatgang. We'll put the link in the description for this and everything. And $5 a month. And then you get 4 fucking episodes.
Yeah, 5, actually.
5 episodes, sorry, with the bonus one. I think it's going to be just a real good thing.
Yeah, because we're going to cook up some segments. Mm-hmm. You know, we will keep some of the insanely chill elements, but we're gonna throw in some loops.
Right, and it should also be said that I'm going to keep doing this podcast
because
I need that time. With just me. Noel's going to come on once a month to Insanely Chill.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll still be able to get him in this context.
The
other one, we might do some fun stuff with it. Green screen. I don't know. We're still going to explore it.
Yeah. We're going to definitely figure it out.
But we're going to flesh this out. It's going to be a real fucking show. Tiny Meat Gang, baby.
And I was going to say, I think you need to do Insanely Chill for your own sanity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, I have to point out that if Cody doesn't get it off his chest, whatever the little thing is, fucking shitty can design, or yesterday, Cody yesterday ate up about 10 minutes on my memory card shitting on paddleboarding to this day. Like, it was not, like, in the video where we roasted some of you guys, when he, like, went on about the cheetah hat, it was that. I would say double that. I would say double that. Paddleboarding really fucking bothered you.
Dude, in all fairness, paddleboarding sucks ass. I mean, if you paddleboard, you suck.
I don't quite get it, personally.
Yeah, paddleboarding fucking, it is brutal, dude.
I thought it was something that was just done for paintings. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that's always like a weird, like, all right, guy in a sun hat. Go out on this flat water. I'm going to paint
sun.
You.
Yeah. I always kind of thought it was something that people do on first dates on reality shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? On MTV.
Yeah.
You know, those all those like weird dating shows. Well, it's just like a real, like they'll just do something really contrived for a first date that you'd never actually do.
Yeah.
And they all go paddleboarding for some fucking reason.
Yeah.
Like that's a good way to connect with someone. Is your core strength.
And I think it's
learning how to do the stupidest water sport of all time. Okay.
Everyone pay attention right now.
Because this is my fucking gripe with it. you'd think water sports have evolved to the point where you can do the most efficient form. It should have evolved this way. Is water sports have gotten to the point where they're all the most efficient way of getting from A to B on a body of water, right? You have canoeing or you have kayaking, right?
Yeah.
Arm strength. You got pedal boat, leg strength.
Right.
Right.
We're taking a quick break to thank our sponsor, TMG Studios. And before you say anything, yes, it's completely fine that my own production company sponsored my own podcast. Daddy's got to scratch his own back sometimes. When you sign up for TMG Studios, you don't just get ad-free episodes of Insanely Chill. You get all of our shows ad-free. And with the Studios tier, you get access to hundreds of unfiltered bonus episodes from our other shows like Brooke and Connor and TMG. So go to tmgstudios.tv and sign up for TMG Studios tier to get access to ad-free and bonus episodes.
Those are all that you can get where you need to go in the fastest way possible, and that's how it should have, you know, naturally, that's how that should have happened.
Right.
Paddleboarding just is a step, it's three steps back. You're standing on this wobbly ass board and you don't have as much leverage by standing. You can't go fast at all.
No.
What are you doing?
I'll tell you.
What are you going to tell me?
I think I know who made it.
Who?
A guy with a six pack.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's all that was.
Because that's the only people who can do it.
Right. The guy, some dude named Gustavo in like 1840.
Yeah.
He saw all these guys developing like real science and shit and he was like, yeah, he's like, girls don't care about that. Yeah,
this is not going to be good for reality shows. Dude, fuck paddleboarding. Fuck paddleboarding, man.
You know,
oh, cool. If I wanted to work on my core, I'd do sit-ups. I wouldn't go on a body of water on a wobbly-ass board and move really slowly.
Well, you know.
What do I know? I know that paddleboarding sucks ass.
You do.
And if you paddleboard, you suck.
So this is why he needs to keep Insanely Chill. Because imagine this multiplied by 10 activities or items. I mean, you're liable to go off somewhere. Like, I don't know what.
I know.
But I think the anger would boil over.
Yeah. I think it's just probably Kelsey that has to eventually. if I don't say it on the podcast, then she's the one that has to suffer through it while we're on a date.
And
I'm talking about just because it's reality first dates. It's the only reason paddleboarding has been invented while I'm on a date with my own girlfriend.
And then she's going to go out to get a coffee one morning and a dude on a paddleboard is going to seem exceptionally chill. He's going to be like, hey, you ever tried it? She's like, my boyfriend always talks like, oh, I bet he's a surfer. Those surfers.
And she's going to...
Let me give you a try.
Yeah, and that's the moment where I kill myself right there.
Then she calls you. She's like, I don't know. He's Greek.
I hate laughing at this. I hate this thought. I hate it.
Yeah, he's like really tanned. He's got long hair. He's six pack. His name's Gustavo.
He's got a paddleboarding company. I didn't want to tell you. I'm sorry.
You're just like...
Next day you're on the water. I can do it too.
Yeah,
it's not that hard.
I have core strength.
Please come back.
Paddleboarding stole my bitch.
Oh my. Ugh. There's going to be one paddleboarder who comments and he's like, that's me, dog.
I know there's going to be a fuck ton of comments. Be like, paddleboarding's great.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. It's actually a really good workout. You know what else is a really good workout? Everything else. Yep.
Well, anyone who says that's actually a really good workout doesn't work out. Yeah. Anything that hurts is always a good workout to them.
The reason why we started talking about paddleboarding is because yesterday the waves were really big in Venice and we were surfing and I got out and I was just watching and I saw this paddleboarder. Now, when people paddleboard, they can, whatever, you paddleboard on a lake, yeah, you're stupid and you shouldn't do that, but that's its own thing. Do that, whatever. When people paddleboard around surfers and catch waves and stuff,
that does seem stupid.
It's just like, it's annoying because the boards are so fucking big and heavy that it's like dangerous for everyone involved, even for the guy on the fucking paddleboard. If you fall off that thing and the board hits you, knocked out and whatever.
There's also, there's something about, I'm going to bring a giant stick out to a bunch of, like where a bunch of people are going to be.
Exactly.
Just like reduced to that.
Yeah.
It sounds dumb.
And because the board is so much like more buoyant, they can sit out further.
Mm.
So they'll catch waves before anyone else can.
So they're just coming over the top.
Yeah, so all of a sudden you see this giant fucking, like the water sport equivalent of a blue whale just careening towards you on this wave. And you're like, what the fuck do I do?
And it has a police baton.
Yeah, exactly.
XL.
Yeah. So yesterday I'm standing on the beach watching this, I'm just watching the surfers, and there's this paddleboarder out there, and this gigantic set comes through. This wave must have been fucking, it was huge, it was 7 feet probably, and this guy is just trying to paddle into it, and he's just trying to get into it. And he gets into it, but he's a little bit too far back, and I just watch him. He's just on the tip. The wave starts to break, and he's right on top, just trying to get into the wave, right, trying to drop down.
And then?
And the wave just starts to break, and he just jumps off his board and just falls like this, like 7 feet. The board fucking shoots up into the air, this gigantic piece of shit paddleboard, and it was just, I was just sitting there smiling.
Where's
on the beach.
Where's the paddle and all that?
I don't fucking know. I don't even know. That's what I'm saying. Attached to his wrist? I don't know.
That's what I don't get. Where do they put it?
I don't know. Up his ass.
Up his ass, because that's where it deserves to go. Little paddleboarding. Fuck. Little shit ball. Little ass cum. You little fucking
ass cum? Ass cum.
After joking about, fucker, shit, pussy hole, my shit in your ass, I've just done that in real life now. I don't know why.
Just making up swears on the fly?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, YouTube's not going to like that. The guy going through. Wait a minute. They said ass cum? Pepsi's not going to like this.
But that one's unique. I'm going to mark that as art. We're good here. Hey, to all the brands who are afraid to advertise, grow a pair.
Grow a fucking pair.
Put fucking 1,000 on it, you weenies.
Well, the thing that I don't get is that... So, someone found ads on a racist video. That's how all this started, right?
Yes.
And so all the big companies on YouTube pull their ads because they're like, well, we don't want our ads showing on racist videos or whatever.
Right.
Or offensive shit. What I don't get is like now Pepsi's advertising on Snapchat. And so I'll just go through these just debaucherous Instagram or Snapchat stories of people, you know, dudes taking 8 shots at one time.
Right.
And people like videoing their friends passed out with dicks drawn on their face. And then it'll like auto swipe to the right. And it's like, Pepsi, enjoy a nice cold Pepsi. It's like, how do you not care about that shit?
I guess there's a clear separation, but advertising on a video, I don't think anyone views that as an endorsement.
No, but they do, right? Wasn't it that guy's video that like there was a
unplugged it.
Yeah, right. It's making that fucking sound. Yeah. There was a study done that asked people whether or not like asked like a large group of people whether or not they thought the ad had something to do with the video.
Got it.
Or the video or the ad endorsed the video or whatever, and like the majority of like the result was yes. It was like 60% of people like thought the ad had something to do with the video. So that's why brands freaked out.
Who?
And I think that's a pretty YouTube specific thing because of the pre-roll ads and
I still want to know who are these people they interviewed.
Yeah, I don't know. Just
because you watch television, you don't go like, "Oh, fucking NFL?"
Yeah, I know.
Associated with anti-diarrhea medicine? I don't want to see any of this. Cuz all TV commercials are pharmaceutical now.
Yeah.
But which is weird.
Yeah.
Pharmaceutical commercials are so funny to me because I all feel like they're just micro episodes of Black Mirror.
What do you mean?
Like they're all just like very fucking weird. Like, you know, it'll be like a woman in a kitchen and be the color. It's like colored very pale. And she turns to the camera and she's like, I used to shit my pants all the time. But then thanks to this, like it goes away. And I don't know, just like holding up a pill and saying something goes away just feels very like sci-fi to me.
Yeah, that's true. It feels like something's going to go wrong.
Yeah. I don't know.
And then it's like a microsecond of all the side effects.
Yeah.
And it's like death.
It's like, is it worth it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, you don't want diarrhea.
No.
Anyways.
Diarrhea. I always take it to poop. I just always come back to poop.
Don't we all, man?
Yeah.
Don't we all?
We all turn into shit. Let's talk about this. Jewel.
No.
No? Okay.
No.
All right. Leave it alone.
Well, it's not mine. It's Devin's.
Oh.
Devin bought it. Somebody fucking sent us a Jewel skit. So here, we can talk about this. My P.O. box.
Yes.
I did the video on my main channel where we opened shit on the P.O. box.
Yeah.
And it got like a couple 100,000 views. And in the P.O. box, we're like, all right, send us more shit or whatever. And we didn't really know how much shit we were going to get. And then fast forward like 2 weeks, the guy who runs the P.O. box place calls me and is like, hey, dude, you got to come pick up these packages. Otherwise, I'm going to close your...
Wow.
Because there's so many.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So we went in, we grabbed all the shit and we ended up opening it. We didn't do it on camera, but I think I might still do a video where we're like, here's what we got, instead of like, because like opening shit on camera, it's like, oh, here's me opening a box.
Yep.
So somebody sent a jewel skin.
Yeah.
Which is a pretty cool thing here. Look at this. We got the Illuminati. It's got, yeah, it's like a, it looks like a dollar bill or something, but it's got the Illuminati triangle on it.
So just because I'm a nerd, I just look at this as like, this is like what DLC is in real life, like downloadable content.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is so funny to me.
Why?
Buying a skin for like a cancer stick just seems, I don't know, maybe I know.
Can you imagine people like bejeweling their cigarettes?
Just like, yeah, dude, I love it. Like the slow burn when it hits like the third like crystal looks really dope. And how the red lights up with the green.
I gotta say, man, this company does everything right.
Seems like it.
They just marketing the product is fucking sick.
I never heard of this shit, and now everyone's got it.
Everyone's got it. Someone was like, I remember like Sam was like, we should like pitch like a something to Juul or something. And I was like, I wonder if they do influencer marketing. And then I was like, no, they don't need to because everyone's already doing it for them.
Yep, everyone does it.
Everyone fucking, there's like Juuls and like Instagram, like these gigantic Instagram users will just take pictures with their Juuls because they love it.
That's when you know you've not only tapped the LA market,
yeah,
you have a cool product.
Yeah.
I felt like it comes every once in a while when you ask a company, so what do you do for marketing? And the CEO is like, we don't really have to.
Yeah, no, we just fucking kill it all the time. We're just the best.
We just make a good product.
Yeah. That's fucking capitalism, baby.
Capitalism.
That's what it is.
Drive it to the floor.
Yep.
Squeeze everything out.
I'm a communist.
How? What makes you a communist?
What
makes you a communist?
Well, I don't even know what communism is.
Okay.
So.
Dude, I'm going to just let you have that one. I don't know what communism is.
Hit me up in the comments. Let me know what communism is.
Let me know what communism is. If you're like a communism person, just like drop it in. Let me know.
Yeah. Fucking let me know what's up with communism. What the fuck is it?
It's just like when you can't use Google.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it now.
Got it. Yeah. What were you going to say?
I was going through vlog footage.
Yep.
You know, and I have a vlog, which is just, we talked about this yesterday. But
yeah, go on Noel's vlog and watch that shit.
Watch a few eps.
Yeah.
A few EPs. I'm dumb. Like when I see myself unedited, how much I stutter and struggle to get to a point.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just like, well, I'm stupid. I should never speak.
I can never film a YouTube video with someone like in the apartment because of how many times I have to redo something that I said. I would sound like an insane person.
Yeah.
Like even just the simplest sentences, I'm like, I fuck up, I stutter, I gotta say it again. Yeah. People think most YouTubers just get in front of the camera and just like talk. Yeah, which I'm just, sure some of them do. Yeah. I mean, we do it for this.
Yeah, sure.
But like for a real video where it's like, I'm trying to actually like make a point.
Yeah.
Let's not even, it's
this is
just,
what it sounds like. What's up, guys? hold on.
What's up, thighs? Oh, did I say thighs? Fucking goddamn it.
What's up, guys? This video... Shit. Okay. You know what I started doing? I started doing this thing where I tell myself I'm on set for big money.
Okay.
And if I fuck this up one more time, I'm never getting hired again. And I just like hit it and I just keep going. And if I start fucking up, I just like pull it together and then I cut myself off. I'm like, nope, that's it. I have to live with that.
That shit. I mean, yeah, that obviously would work for you because you're so OCD.
Yeah.
I watched this dude for... Oh. I'm going to hit that again. I watched you when I went over to your place last time. I think it was before we recorded the last video, and you were working on the thumbnail for that video.
Yes.
And you spent 45 minutes doing that thumbnail.
Easily.
I don't even spend that long on my videos.
Yes. It's bad.
Wait, what the fuck was I going to say? I just had something that I was going to talk about. What were you just talking about?
The Lord.
Were we?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Praise be to Jesus.
Yeah.
God damn it. That's gonna fucking piss me off.
It'll come back to you tomorrow.
Wait, I have it. No, it's gone.
His eyes are moving around.
God damn it.
Like he's on the fucking infinity pill, whatever the fuck it is.
I wish we had some of that.
Yeah? Yeah, I do too. Dude, I overslept this morning and I just couldn't get the video out.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I'm sorry. I got so... You know what's bad now is I have like...
Oh, I remember what I was going to say.
Here we go.
I remember what I was going to say.
Go for it.
I do that shit for cameos.
Oh, yeah.
For cameos.
Yep.
When we do cameos, if it's like the personalized video messages that we do, bookcameo.com/CodyCo.
Bookcameo.com/CodyCo. Noel Miller.
/CodyCo.
I roast you. What?
/CodyCo. Mine are really funny just naturally. I don't even have to roast you. They're just like, you know, they're funny.
Mine are truly personalized.
Yeah, yours is actually better. /CodyCo. So go ahead and just go there. For those, I make myself do 1K.
Oh, okay.
Make myself. So if I fuck up, I have to recover like during the video and be like, oh, sorry about that, and like keep going.
Ah.
Which is like probably worse for the customer, but sure. It's like a good exercise in improvisation.
Yes.
Improvisation.
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 Mm. Yes, indeed.
Welcome back to the Tiny Meat Gang podcast. This is
Zane Lowe.
Zane Lowe. We're coming at you live with a nice smooth mix. It's a nice little blend of politics and discussion about the baking industry. And here with me I have expert baker Corbin Colville.
Hi, good day, mate. How you going?
I'm quite good, actually. It's
Yeah, I'm good as well, mate. I'm a Wallaby's nephew right now, mate.
For once it's shining in England, which I'm sure you're used to. The sun is out.
Ah, yeah, down there in Australia, mate. Sun's out every day. Never even seen a cloud. Don't even know what that looks like, mate. You know, when kids in America, they sit on a hillside and look up into the sky, and right. You know, they see shapes and clouds.
Yes,
down
yes.
there in Australia, we just stare straight into the sun.
Oh, right.
Yep, for hours. Ears on.
It was
on end, mate.
It was on end, mate.
Yes, stared directly into it.
Wait, I have to jump in here. I saw a fucking wicked Conor McGregor impression on Reddit.
Okay, you do a pretty good one.
I was like getting there, but like this dude, it was titled "Conor McGregor Fights a Hurricane."
Okay,
and he's like talking shit to a hurricane in his backyard. She's like, "Conor, come inside." He's like, "The hurricane won't do shit. It won't do nothing. It won't do nothing. Hey, I'm not going inside. It won't do nothing." He nails it. It's so good.
Is that a YouTube video?
Yeah, it's so good. It's like 30 seconds.
That's fucking hilarious.
It's like that vintage YouTube when no one did it for views.
Yeah.
And it was just like it'd be pretty funny to put on the internet, eh? Yeah. And then just put it up.
Yeah.
Rocking. Yeah, that's look great. It up.
It's also funny because I feel like he would do that.
Yes.
He would. Did we talk about the fucking yacht pictures that he posted on Instagram?
I didn't see those.
I talked about that with someone. I don't know. We were talking about like the level, because my parents were just in like Con and... where fucking like gambling was invented?
Son of a bitch. All the poker players go there now.
Jesus, like wealthiest goddamn place. Cons and, oh my God, this is fucking stupid. I hate myself that I can't remember this shit. But anyways, so there's like, it's like where all the yachts go. You know, yeah. Saint-Tropez. No, not... Okay, so Saint-Tropez, Cannes, and then, like, there's another place.
Oh, that's not what I was thinking of. Go ahead.
It's like a little tiny country where gambling is prevalent. Jesus
here,
fucking
here,
Christ.
Here's how we pull up a reference. Can you give me your phone?
Okay. But anyways, here, I'll keep telling with the story, and you can just go on with this. So Saint-Tropez, there's a bunch of yachts, right?
Yes.
A bunch of yachts parked there. Gigantic, you know, million-dollar yachts or whatever. And then there's, like... one that's even bigger than just like all the rest. And my dad was like, yeah, there's women on one of the yachts just taking pictures of the bigger one.
Oh.
And I was like, that's such a funny, like just window into like the levels of wealth, because it just, no matter how rich you are, there's somebody that could, you know, buy you in your entire net worth.
Yeah.
In, you know, without even thinking about it.
Always.
And then the next day I'm on Conor McGregor's Instagram for whatever reason. And he's like posting a bunch of pictures from his fucking, I don't even know where it is. I think it's in one of those areas. He's got some European retreat. It's on an island or some shit.
Yeah.
And he's by a body of water that a bunch of yachts will come through. Did you figure it out?
Are you thinking about Macau?
No, Macau. It's not in Asia.
Mm.
It's in Europe.
Don't know.
Holy fucking shit. Anyways. So...
rich people.
So he'll be like another yacht pulled up in the backyard today, checking it out. And he's like with binoculars, like looking at this yacht. Then this one fucking yacht pulls up and he's like, you can tell he's just like absolutely floored. He's like, he like boated up to it and took a bunch of pictures by it. It looked like it was like a chrome mega yacht where these like doors that were flush with the side would like that like come out like this and there's like smaller boats on those? It looks like a James Bond boat. And so there's like a bunch of pictures on his Instagram where he posted just being like, wow, what a yacht, all these pictures. And then the final one is him like driving away from it. And he's like captioned some shit like that was like, I thought I was wealthy, but I realize now that like I have new levels to shoot for or something like that.
Oh my God. So he's just going to, now he will fight a hurricane.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Conor McGregor Promotions, Conor vs. fucking whatever hurricane is next.
Hurricane.
They always pick some Spanish name. Yeah. Fucking Julio.
Hurricane Julio.
Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor. Hurricane Julio.
Pay-per-view.
This Saturday, presented by Bud Light.
It's not Macau, dude. It's...
Yeah, he's still...
I'm pissed off about this. I can't fucking remember.
Here it goes. Hey, I know.
No, because everyone thinks I'm so fucking dumb because I can't remember shit on that. And as soon as we stop recording, I'm gonna be like, "Oh, it's this,
it's that place."
And everyone in the comments, "You can't believe you didn't know about me." Like the last one, I forgot this word, Scandinavian or Nordic. One of those two words, I forgot. I was just trying to describe like that area.
Yep.
I'm just, I don't know. Maybe I am stupid.
The original white people. I'm dumb as fuck. Mm-hmm. I am so dumb.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Okay, here. I want to try this. I want to try a little segment that I thought of.
Sure. Wait, can I say one thing about being dumb?
Yep.
So Joe, writer for Goat Rodeo. Yep. If you've never seen Goat Rodeo, go get a free membership to Full Screen and watch it all.
We don't have to promote that shit anymore. We don't. Canceled.
But I mean, you know, just for context.
Anyway. Yeah, sure. I had a show on Full Screen. We had a show.
Yeah. Well, you had a show and you were nice enough to let me step in for one line.
Right. Yeah. But, you know, all the comments, more Noel! All right, I'm gonna fucking kill myself.
Some people say the meanest shit about that.
I know.
Like, oh, kill yourself! Give your fucking channel to Noel! I'm like, fuck, why?
He has a channel!
So fucked. I have my own. Just sub to
mine.
There's
enough channels to go around.
It's not like there's only one.
There's no shortage of channels here.
Jesus.
Just don't even sub to mine then.
Yeah, but, I mean, no, sub to both, but there's a time and place. And fuck.
What were you going to say about being dumb?
I'll try to like, you know, I'll try to pass a goof or a funny off to Joe. I'm like, I'm funny. I send him something and then he tags it. And I'm like, maybe I should just work somewhere. Maybe comedy's not for me. It's always just a very smart, like,
I know.
Oh, yeah, I didn't get that.
I'm always so impressed by people that text like that.
Yeah.
When I receive a text, this is the reason why I don't text back very often, because it takes me a lot of thought.
No way.
I'm totally serious, man.
Texting
for me is a lot of effort.
Okay.
Because I want to have smart, funny responses.
Right.
But it just doesn't come naturally to me.
Got it.
So a lot of the times I'll just sit there and I'll have to think for a solid minute and a half about a reply. This is especially the most... Oh, we're out of space. This is like, you know, mostly a problem when I'm trying to text girls. Uh-huh. Right?
Which is not an issue.
Which is something, not an issue anymore. It's something I used to do. And it's still actually, with my own girlfriend, it still is something. Just go delete some shit.
Continue talking.
It's still an issue when I text my own girlfriend. I still want to be like funny and charming. And so it's just like, you know, she'll send me a text and it's like, oh, well, I got to sit here for 2 minutes now thinking of a response.
That's really funny, actually. I didn't know that about you.
Yeah. No, and so, and I'm always so impressed by people that can respond like this fast with like a funny response.
Right.
God damn it, I wish I had that.
Is this one good?
Yeah, probably.
I always speak too fast.
Okay.
And I laugh at everything, so I'm always hitting back with the LOLs. I'm like, I should not do that anymore. I'm trying to dial that back.
I mean, that's what I do. That's just my standard response.
LMAO.
Just very cop-out, minimal effort responses.
I'm going to podcast from the other side of the room.
That's fine. You can do that. I'll keep him occupied. Again, guys, it's patreon.com/tinymeatgang.
Tiny meat gang.
Right, let me play that real fast.
Tiny meat.
Let's do the segment. Let's play... That time you.
Yep. Okay.
This is a little segment where Noel and I, we take, suggestions from the audience. And
yes.
The people on my Snapchat, I ask people to send us videos of them saying, that time you blank.
Yes.
And then basically what Noel and I are going to do, we're going to listen to these and then we're going to tell you the story of the time that we did that thing. All right.
Hold on, Noel has to let Nick in here.
All right, let's start.
Tell me about the time you punched a nun.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you remember that?
That was... all right, well, what people don't know is it was a left hook. It wasn't just like any regular punch. All right, okay, let's get that right.
Okay.
Okay. Everyone thinks nuns are in the right. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what's going on here.
Holy Jesus fuck.
Okay. Holy Jesus fuck is right. Okay.
What was the time? Tell me about the time that the nun wasn't in the right and you hit her with the left hook.
So there's a homeless man.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he pilfered a little bit out of the collection plate.
Okay.
You know,
mm-hmm.
he took just like a slick few dollars, tried to skate out.
Okay.
Nun goes running after him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just bolts right out of the service after him. Now, I see this
Were
happen.
You homies with the homeless guy?
No, but I just kind of observed him in the back of the church. And, okay. I'm like, all right, whatever he's going to do, he's here. Okay. He needs shelter.
Okay.
Nun takes off after him.
Mm-hmm.
I already know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, this fucking got me hot. I chase mm-hmm. him down.
Okay.
I chase them both down.
Okay.
She's yelling at him. Give it back. That is money for the congregation. You can come. And she's like, we have plenty of other services for you, but that money is for the church.
Okay.
I'm like, fucking let it go.
Okay.
She turns around and she goes, not your business. You let it go.
No, she didn't
say
that.
She shoves me. She shoves me.
A nun shoved you?
Shoved me.
Okay.
Now, let's get something else right.
Okay.
There ain't no regular nun. Okay.
What is it, like a beefy nun?
Yo, these shoulders. All right. I felt the strength. And I knew what was going to happen.
Linebacker nun.
She had an ass too. So if she like, she could have did the Mike Tyson, came low. Because you know all the power comes from the ass.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, when she was chasing after the fucking bum,
mm-hmm.
I mean, them cheeks were through the sheets like crazy.
Okay.
Like, rode her, oh man, let's not get crazy. So I already seen the ass. I felt the power of the shove. I'm like, this girl's rocking.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the shove indicated to me that this $2 was going back to the church.
Okay.
So I had one option.
Okay.
I had to drop her right there.
Okay.
I just let it rip. Bang.
Left hook.
Left hook.
Okay.
Now, let's say I didn't count for chin and traps. Her face didn't move at all.
Really?
Just.
So she, you hit and she just stonewalled.
She just bodied it.
Wow.
So she kind of chuckles. She hits a switch step. Bang. Front kick right to my dome.
Really?
I wake up at like in the hospital and just.
And the $2 was lying on your chest.
Yeah, with a note that said, how's that, pussy?
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a story about Noel, the time that Noel punched a nun.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Tell me about the time you ingested a whole can of deodorant.
A whole can of deodorant.
Why
Man.
Did you do that, bro?
Well, the thing is... I had a phase
okay.
where I basically was very self-conscious about the way that I smelled.
Ah.
It's a middle school thing, right? You know, you're finally going on dates
right.
and stuff like that. And I heard this thing is number one first impression to a girl is the smell.
Right.
Right. And at the time I was a gamer.
Okay.
Spending a lot of time on World of Warcraft.
Sweating it out.
Real greasy, dude. Didn't really shower much. Kind of thought it was like a 1 week shower sort of regimen. That's kind of regimen I was on. So,
weird.
You know, hygiene wasn't really that important to me.
Right.
It was a girl that I was crushing on at the school,
yeah.
Fellow gamer chick.
Mm.
Anime fan, and you know she would dress up in cosplay.
They'd allowed that at your school?
Yep, they did. Yeah,
that's
public school, so yeah, pretty much anything goes.
Wow.
Well, like, you know, very covered up cosplay.
Got
you
it.
Know, she would dress up like,
it's not Comic-Con cosplay.
No. Okay. She dress up like a full Pikachu
Got
costume.
It. Oh, that did it for you.
Yep. Oh yeah. You know, middle school me. That really.
Yellow ass did it for you.
Not even the yellow ass, the tail.
Oh.
That fucking lightning bolt tail, man.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, don't even get me started. I'm starting to get a little bit.
So anyway.
Anyways. So I realized I was going to take this girl on a date, right?
Yeah.
We're actually going to Comic-Con.
Okay.
On a date. And I realized I remember this thing. Girls like
dudes who smell good.
Oh.
And so I didn't, my older brother, who it was very, very attractive man, had just made a trip to Abercrombie. He was actually an Abercrombie, one of the models that used to stand outside.
Oh, wow.
So he used to bring home free deodorant all the time. You know, that right. shit that smells like cancer when you're walking through a,
right, yeah.
a mall, right?
Yeah.
And that was the only deodorant we had in the house. And I didn't know how to use deodorant. Had Got no idea it. How to use it. So and just, so I just ate it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's par for the course for old fat Cody.
Yep.
Just to eat something.
And current Cody.
Wow.
And to that, since that day, I've smelled like
amazing
Abercrombie. It keeps oozing out of my pores. I'm waiting for the day where my body filters it all out, but I don't think that's coming.
Maybe never. It's a part of your anatomy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So that's why I smell like Fierce. Abercrombie Fierce.
Wow.
Yep.
Ah, that's crazy.
Yeah, a little something about me there. Yeah. You didn't know. Let's move on.
Tell me about the time you ate splunch with Donald Trump.
Oh, no, that was the same chick that's a story for another time. That was the same girl that did the first one, so we got to pick some other people here.
Got it.
Whoops. How about... This is on my Snapchat, guys. By the way, we're probably going to do this...
On the
Tiny Meat Gang podcast.
Yes.
And we're going to take suggestions from the people on Patreon. That's another one of the benefits of being a contributor is that we're going to get you guys involved.
Yes.
Give you guys shout-outs, roast you guys.
You cannot tweet us stuff. Something cool, as cool as it will be. We will not do it.
Yep.
We will stay loyal.
To the Patreon. We want to really provide value to you.
Yes, yes.
Tell me about the time you said, hey, what's up, you guys, to the wrong guy.
All right, so.
To the wrong guy.
This one's fucked. This one's so fucked.
What is it?
Oh, God, okay. So, talk about that's cringe. So, I'm at a bar in Venice.
Okay.
And I see a dude in the corner from the back, blonde hair. I'm thinking, this is the bro.
Okay.
I'm going to surprise him.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Okay. Blonde hair?
Yeah. Blonde, you know, brown, blonde, whatever.
Blondish, whatever the fuck
whatever
this is.
Is on your head. He had the same thing.
I don't even know. Okay.
So I walk up and I just jump in his circle and I go, what's up, guys? Okay. Alexa
just went off.
Just going off.
This is the time.
Yeah.
You just said, what's up, guy, to the wrong guy. This is it.
Well, so here's the thing. Holy shit. Holy shit. She's talking about a second child. They can't hear this. Alexa just went the fuck off. So listen, I jump in. I go, what's up, guys?
Okay.
It's all drag queens.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
So they all turn to me and they go,
what is up, guys?
Who said we're guys?
Oh, I'm see. Like, you assume their gender?
Fuck. So I try to clear it up.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, no, I'm sorry. I thought you were a friend, this and that. He says, so you're saying I look like a guy from the back? I'm like, oh, fuck. Okay, look. So I feel like I got to give him a compliment.
Right.
I'm like, no, you totally have a woman's lower back.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of liked that.
Okay.
So now I'm in a hole.
Okay.
So now I'm flirting.
With the drag queen?
Rebecca. What's her name?
Okay.
I'm flirting with Rebecca. Okay. And now the group is a little, you know, now they're on the other side. They're okay. The other way with it.
Right.
They're like, well, you made this big intro. Wouldn't it be right if you just left now?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, long story short, party with some drag queens.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
That's the time you said, what's up, guys, to the right.
Oh, man. This is good.
This is fun.
Yeah.
Tell me about the time you got aced by Donald Trump.
Aced?
What does that even mean?
What? Yo, don't hit us with that.
I mean, I've played golf with Donald Trump a bunch of times, and he's hit, you know, isn't that hole in one, an ace?
I don't know. I was just going to say English.
He plays golf so much.
Is that,
he plays golf like almost every single day, right? So he's really good.
English people, if you're going to hit us with your weird grime vernacular, please translate.
Yeah.
Because we're stupid. All right. Let's hit another one.
How about the time you ate Martin Sheen's ass?
Yeah. Don't really remember much from that night. So I can't tell you the full story. All I really know is, you said Martin Sheen?
Yeah.
Who even is that? That's like the... That's like
I mean,
the,
you should know.
Yeah, that's like, oh, well, yeah. I mean, I didn't really know who. Someone afterwards was like, who are you in there with? And I was like, I don't know. And he was like, that was Martin Sheen.
Wow.
And I was like, really? I ate that dude's ass.
American hero.
And they're like, no way, that's Martin Sheen. So from that moment on, I was like, well, every time someone mentions Martin Sheen, I'm like, oh, I ate that dude's ass one time. I don't know why, but.
So was it just like a bro thing or?
I don't know. I don't know. It was at a Hollywood party. And I don't know. I was doing a lot of whippets. And I don't know, just blacked in basically, and I was just kind of tongue deep in Martin Sheen's asshole.
Just a nice.
Just... It was way more than that.
Oh, hit him like a snake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So yeah, Martin Sheen, shout out to your asshole.
One more.
Hmm.
Tell me about the first time you got high.
Oh, yeah. This isn't supposed to be fucking real.
Yeah.
Tell me about the first time you got high, actually.
Oh, God. Fuck. When was it? Yay. I can't even remember. I'll tell you.
Make it up.
No, because I got a better one.
Okay.
This is like maybe the fifth time I got high.
Okay.
So we were on a buddy's birthday party, and he rented a party bus.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm at the front like a nerd with a couple of my other friends, and they're in the back with some girls we don't know, and they're doing the lap dance thing. Me and my bros up front, one of which is Taylor, the other is Kale.
Okay. So this is a real story.
This is a real story.
Okay.
Jesus. I would say only in recent years have we become presentable to the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Prior, I mean, you saw me before.
Yeah,
shake
yeah.
head. I look like a fucking hoodlum.
Jarhead.
Yeah, total jarhead. Anyways, so we're at the front of this bus, and like some nerds, we're not hanging out in the back, and Taylor just goes, man, fuck it, out of boredom. And he just pulls out a pipe. And the bus driver just kind of looks back, and Taylor's like, it's too late, homie. This is going down. So he hits it. Kale hits it. I hit it. And this is a time where I actually did not like weed. And it's funny because one of my other friends...
Very different from now.
one of my other friends, he was trying to stop smoking weed. And so like we're all kind of high, but we're smoking and all I'm getting is a headache. And it's not, the weed is not working. Mm-hmm. So then it's just loud music, screaming, I have a headache. But what was funny out of all this was it got so loud and so annoying in that bus that my homie who was trying to stop, he was looking out the window the whole time. And that's a very depressing thing to do on a party bus, mm-hmm. is to look out the window.
Yeah. Something's wrong. On something that's happening in his life.
He just busts a 180. He goes, Taylor, give me that shit. And it just starts ripping the ball. Just trying to make it go away. I've never seen that. Where just someone, it was like breaking out a fucking fire extinguisher. Like, give me that weed.
I need to forget.
To put it in my body right now.
And then you turn up?
No, because then we were just like stoned and slow. So even worse than before, we were probably just like looking like some bums at the front. Now we're just stoned bums, just fucking just moving with the rhythm.
And Noel hasn't partied ever since then.
What was the first time you got high? The first time you burned, bro?
The first time I got high, oh man, I hate even thinking about this fucking story.
Really?
Yeah, it's so just bleak.
Do you want to do this? We can move
what
on.
No, I mean, I'll tell it. It's, I think I've told this before. We're I'm at my buddy's place, and we're drinking Lucky beers, something like that.
Sick.
Slamming these things. I think, like, I don't know, a teenager or something, six in, and I'm wasted, right?
Yeah.
My buddy goes, you want to smoke some weesha, which is like they sprinkle weed on top of shisha and smoke it through a hookah.
Oh.
And I'd never smoked weed before. I was like, yeah, sure. This will be a great way to do it for the first time ever.
Yeah.
Smoking through this giant, like, Indian contraption.
Yeah, water bong.
Yeah. And so we're, like, passing this shit around, and I'm just, like, hitting it. And, you know, people say you don't get high for the first...
for the first time. I think that was the highest I've ever been in my entire life. Yeah. And I've smoked plenty since then.
Yeah.
And I don't remember anything. I just remember, the only thing I remember is looking in the mirror being like, who are you?
Holy shit.
And then I wake up in the morning and I basically wake up on the couch. I'm like, what the fuck? What happened? And there's like just throw up. Like, whoa. Luckily I was like sleeping on my side.
You could have died right there.
I think we've all been through scenarios where we could have died.
Yeah.
Right. But yes.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's plenty of times in college too where people are drunk enough where they, I think back and I'm like, yeah, maybe something bad could have happened. I don't know. That's why I don't like to think about it. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
And so I'm like, I look over and there's like a trail of vomit on the floor and then leading to the bathroom. So I basically crawled like a sick snail across my friend's carpet, just like throwing up as I went. Like, how fucking, like, oh, just leaving this trail of
that's
vomit.
So bleak.
It was like up the door, dude. It was like all over the, it was just bad.
Were you living
and
at
so
home?
Like the whole morning, what?
Were you living at home?
Yeah, yeah. This was back in high school.
Oh my God.
So my friend's parents were coming home that day. So we just spent the morning scrubbing the vomit, which anyone who has ever had a night like that, when they spend the next day cleaning up after themselves, it's like literally the worst hangover you can possibly have.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
I smoked weed the other night for the first time in a long, long time. I don't like it. I don't like weed, so I never smoke it. And so Marcus hands me the fucking vape pen or whatever, and I take a hit of it, and we're watching This Is the End, and I'm just like feeling myself like getting higher and higher and higher. I'm like, how the fuck? What is weed nowadays? You can take one little hit out of this fucking, I don't even know. It's like a little, it's like a jewel, but worse.
This is how I would describe it. It's like
vacuum compressed fucking weed.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like Elon made it.
Yeah. You take half a hit and it's like you ate an entire plant of weed.
Pretty much. Dude, I fucking, stupid ass tweet. I took a picture of the SpaceX rocket like taking off. And I wrote like my brain on weed in 1947 colorized. Like, yeah, it just feels like the sound of an airplane taking off. That's what it's like.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And you're like, oh,
I'm like feeling it coming up. Like, I just got to stop soon. I've only taken one hit out of this thing.
And then the weed turns into,
I'm sinking further and further into the couch, and the TV is getting further and further away. And then Seth Rogen and his buddy we're watching This Is the End. So they start smoking a whole bunch of weed in the movie, which makes it even worse. Cause then I'm like, I shouldn't have smoked the weed. And now they're smoking all the weed. So I'm watching these people smoke weed and it's making me higher by watching them be high. And then I'm like, okay, I just gotta like go to bed.
Yeah.
And I look at Kelsey. I'm like, I'm going to go to bed. And she's like, you don't have to go to bed. And I was like, I don't. What? Now I'm having this existential crisis where I'm like, does anyone have to go to bed ever? What is sleep? Why do we sleep?
I said a stupid one the other night.
What?
Why is it called Lost and Found if all the shit there is just lost?
Oh, yeah.
I get that it gets found there.
Yeah.
But technically.
Well, I think it's like a hopeful thing.
Right.
It's like lost and hopefully one day found.
Right. Yeah. But technically anything there is not found.
Yeah,
it's just
true.
Lost.
Yeah. That's a high thought that you had?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's going to fucking, that's going to put me in a black hole now when the next time I get high, I'm going to start thinking about that. I'm going to be like, yo, Noel brought this really interesting thing up the other day.
Can you really call it and found? Because it's all lost.
Why isn't it just lost? Oh, I love that show. It's a great show. That's how every high conversation
goes. Do you
think
purgatory's real? I think we're in it right now.
Whoa. You know Elon Musk says that shit about the simulation.
Dude, I believe it, bro.
Yeah.
Look at how real GTA 5 is.
You ever play The Sims?
Yeah, I love that game.
Yeah,
dude.
It was a sick game. Sim City.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember?
You just love burning everybody down.
I know. You build a roller coaster. Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Oh. These are all games none of these kids have played.
Yeah, shout out if you know those games.
Yep.
Holy fuck. Anyways, okay, so let's wrap it up.
Yep.
So guys, again, if you want to hear more that time if you want to hear more me and Noel, if you want me and Noel every single week, go ahead, contribute on Patreon, patreon.com/tinymeatgang. Read, just go at least look at the page.
Yeah.
At least.
At least stare at it and then tweet, I'm not paying for that, but then actually go pay for it.
Yeah.
Because we're going to treat it like a job, man.
Mm-hmm.
But like not this, like a job.
Noel's
hate.
Job, hopefully.
Yeah.
And we're going to spin down our own Patreons once this shit like reaches a reasonable level. We're not greedy like that.
We're not doing the double dip.
But
not doing the double dip.
No double dips. So thanks for listening, guys.
insanely underscore chill is the Twitter handle. Of course, you know that. Rate it on iTunes, all that shit. And thanks for listening to another weekend edition. There will be one next weekend as well. Someone slated. Someone that you're going to enjoy.
Slotted.
So, not like this. All right, guys.
Later.
Peace.